W. Nass teaches that the history of philosophical and religious thinking, he says, has made an error. And in the Holocaust, this error has fully disclosed itself. Levinas teaches us that it has been a mistake all along to ever think of the truth about humans in terms of a self. A self, teaches Levinas, is not the bottom line truth about humans. The truth about humans is not found in here, as it were, in a self where you might just point to yourself and the space that you occupy as where your truth lies. The truth about humans does not lie in here, as it were. Rather, it lies here in the encounter between people. The truth about humans is found always and only in the encounter between people. Every encounter that you have with a person before you is, for Levinas, a moment in which you are called into an infinite responsibility to serve. In fact, for Levinas, every encounter you have with the person standing before you is not only a call to serve the other, but it is also the reality that makes you a human being. For Levinas, this is the deepest teaching of Judaism. It is not simply that you must work to serve others, many philosophers teach that, but rather it is that your deepest and most grounding reality lies always and only in this moment of service. A service, moreover, that is so infinite that it can never be fully fulfilled. For Levinas, there is a haunting and beautiful emphasis on our very realities depending on our feeling filled with awe and with an undying desire to respect and protect and serve the person before me, for every person, infinitely and always. Some criticize Levinas. Levinas, they would say, this is too heavy a burden. Levinas says he agrees, but still insists that carrying this unsustainable burden is the grounding truth of humans. Some others will criticize Levinas. It's not possible to care for every person. Levinas agrees, but still insists that feeling infinitely responsible to each person before you is what you most truly are. Levinas offers us a challenging picture of the human being not as a self unto itself, but as a locus of responsibility that must struggle and wrestle daily to attend to the call to serve. And it is here that Levinas emphasizes the importance of the Jewish idea of hineni, here I am. Here I am for Levinas is not a self-centered announcement, hey everyone, look at me. Rather, for Levinas, here I am, a biblical phrase that he is very struck with. Here I am, for Levinas, is an important teaching about your own reality being found in your responsibility and readiness to respond to the call of the person in need. Here I am, for Levinas, is not a self-centered announcement. Hey, everyone, here I am, look at me. Here I am, for Levinas, is the ethical response par excellence. It is your defining moment as a human being. It is the moment in which you identify yourself not simply as I, and not simply as here, but as here I am to serve you. Your very reality is found in these words of response, here I am to serve you. Levy